The views and opinions expressed on the following program are that of the host and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest. But please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay?
CJAM 99.1 FM, keeping your radio in a constant state of redefinition, and now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit.
You're listening to Wind City Sports
on CJAM
99.1 FM.
Now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. Yo, what's good, everybody? You're listening to CJAM Radio 99.1 FM. We are now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. You're listening to Windsor's only local sport podcast, Wind City Sports, with your host, as always, Drake DeMore. Today is October 26, 2017, and it is episode 69 of Wind City Sports. Pledge Drive 2017 is in full swing, and better yet, coming to an end tomorrow at 12 noon. You still have less than 24 hours to get your donations in, and today is actually our special edition episode of Wind City Sports, specifically for CJAM's Pledge Drive. We're going to be doing an hour-long episode, all featuring sports-themed songs, some from some local bands here in Windsor, some from around the world and around Canada, and of course, we still will be talking about our local sports teams. The Windsor Spitfires are on a little bit of a road trip right now, but we're going to be covering their game. They're in North Bay right now, battling the Battalion, and we'll be keeping up on their game as it progresses throughout this hour, probably first intermission right now, and like I said, we'll be keeping up on the score a little bit later on. We're also going to be talking about our Windsor Lancers, of course, some Windsor Express news. We just had the NBL Draft and Combine here at the St. Clair College Sportplex this past weekend, so we'll be talking a lot about them as well. So it's obviously a little bit of a different format for this week. I've decided to hold off on a few interviews that I have recorded and that we're setting up. We'll be talking about that as well at the end of the show, just to kind of give you an idea of who we'll be speaking to on the show in the near future. And speaking of the near future, if you did not see on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, Wind City Sports is now going to be picked up by the WE Podcast Network, the Windsor Essex Podcast Network, started earlier this year, and they're providing Windsor with all local-based podcasts, both visual and audio. So we're going to be starting to do some video podcasts with them very soon. And starting next Thursday, our first episode on WE Podcast will drop on their network. You can subscribe at wepodcast.ca or download their app right off of Google Play Store or the iPhone Store, whatever it is called over there, the Apple Store or whatever. It's going to be virtually the same format and content, just a little bit different. Obviously, we're going to have a CJAM version and a WE podcast version, but we're making this a premium content, a premium version of Wind City Sports on WE podcast, where you're going to be able to watch our podcast and watch our interviews with our interviewees, with our local athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, and more. So some very exciting stuff coming up in the near future. Keep an eye on us as a I forgot to mention, actually, at the top of the show, we have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll plug it all at the end of the show and probably throughout the show. But check us out on all social media platforms to kind of get an idea of what we do and who's going to be on the show in the next couple of weeks. Every week, I like to announce who is going to be on this week's show, usually on Wednesday, through our Instagram. So just keep up on that. You can find all of our information by just going to one of those profiles, and you will find links to our other profiles. Or also go to cjam.ca and you'll be able to find everything on there, as well as soundcloud.com, where you can listen to every one of our shows we've ever done. And on cjam.ca, you can listen to the last five or six shows, both on SoundCloud and CJam. You can download those and take them on the go wherever you want. Now, before we get the ball rolling with our first ever completely music-based episode of Wind City Sports, we're going to take a minute to talk about our Windsor Lancers Athletes of the Week. This week, coming from our women's soccer team, it's Jasmine Martin, and from the men's football team, Marvin Gaynor. In the team's final game of the regular season, Marvin dominated the field for the Lancers and led them to a convincing 43-27 win over the York Lions. The third-year Toronto native finished a game with 232 rushing yards and a touchdown on a Sunday afternoon at Alumni Field. On the other hand, Jasmine had an incredible weekend for the Lancers women's soccer team in their final games of the 2017 regular season, also against York Lions and Guelph. The veteran Lancer registered 5 shots, 4 shots on goal, and found the back of the net to finish the year 4th overall in Lancer scoring. So congratulations to the both of them on becoming our Windsor Lancers Athletes of the Week. And now it's time to start DJing for the first time in almost 2 years since I started here on CJam. On Carly's Top 12 show every week, they break down the top 12 played tracks on CJam, and that's what we do with our new volunteers. We get some training in on that show. So that's when I first ever was a DJ on any show here on CJam, and we're bringing it back. We're going to start things off with a track from Gord Downie and the Tragically Hip. Last week I didn't get any time really to talk about Gord Downie and the tragic passing of the frontman of the Tragically Hip. He had a great inspiration on so many athletes in sports in general, specifically hockey. The hockey world loved Gord Downie and the Tragically Hip. That's why we're kicking things off with a track popularized as the hockey song. This is Fireworks.
If there's a goal. Yeah. Hey, I'm Emerson.
And I'm Farah. We are your hosts for the new program, No Scrubs.
Our show will include various issues and concerns, controversial topics, and interviews with professionals about health and wellness.
Check out the nursing radio program, No Scrubs, on CJAM 99.1 FM. Listen live on Tuesdays at 1200. If you miss the show, or if you can't get enough, catch it again on Wednesdays at 1630. You can listen to the live shows or archives online at www.cjam.ca.
While you're at it, like our page and hit us up on www.facebook.com/cjamnoscrubs. We want to hear from you. Email your health questions and stories to nursingcjam@gmail.com and they may be read anonymously on the air.
All right, yo, we're back here on Wind City Sports on CJAM 99.1 FM. We're doing a completely live show for CJAM's Pledge Drive 2017. If you're interested in pledging, you can pledge in so many different ways. Online, as we've mentioned on social media throughout the whole week and even leading up to it, there's definitely many different group rev pages. You can go to any one of my social media outlets. Just search up Wind City Sports on CJAM or just go to cjam.ca and you'll easily be able to find that. Or you can call us at 519-971-3630 in Windsor and in Detroit or anywhere else in the world. It's 1-855-DIG-CJAM. That's 1-855-344-2526. Now, before we get back into some sports-based music and some local-based music, we got a little bit of sports news. Right now, it's 1-0 for the North Bay Battalion as the Windsor Spitfires are on the road up there at their rink. Second period is probably underway by now, and we'll be picking up the news in that as the hour goes on. But there's some things that we missed in the last 2 weeks. We've been running our interviews really late because we just had some great guests. Really recently, we had Marcus Jones of the Windsor Lancers basketball team last week, and actually we have some news on them later on in the show, but there's just some things that we missed. So if you didn't see today, actually Logan Brown was set to make his return to the Windsor Spitfires. The Ottawa Senators announced yesterday morning that they've reassigned the 19-year-old and the 2017 Memorial Cup champion back to Windsor, and he's playing right now for the Spits. Also early last week, if you didn't see, Hayden McCool was traded to the Oshawa Generals in exchange for a fourth round pick in 2020. It was said that McCool wanted to finish his junior career closer to home. He's from the Oshawa area, a small town called Newtonville. There's a quote from him saying, "I'm leaving a lot behind. Windsor is where I grew most as a player and as a person. To win a championship, the city, the people of Windsor, that's going to keep a spot in my heart." In a certain way, you never really leave that because of what you've shared. So that's a quote right from Hayden McCool himself. He had been playing here for, I think, at least 3 or 4 years. And like he said, he grew as a person, as a player here right on the Windsor ice. And that's huge. So sad to see him go. And hopefully he finishes his career the way that he wanted to. But right now we're going to get back into a little bit of music. This is a local band, actually an individual named Ron Leary. He wrote a song in honor of Bob Probert. There's going to be a lot of hockey themed songs today, probably, because there's a lot of hockey-themed songs out there and a lot of local ones as well. So we'll be listening to this right now, a little bit of Action Bronson, and we'll be back with some more sports news.
From St. Petersburg, Florida, 231 pounds, Barry Horowitz.
And flush of Queens on the map, yeah. Heavyweight primate with a Harvard mind. Blood filled with a citrus mixture, orange lime. See drip when the thought of action come to mind. Born to ride, when the spring, summer shine. Bonafide, eyes wide, running high. You don't want the revolution to be televised. Terrified from the Arab Mountain death camps. With the iron burning high, give you chest stamps. Phone calls with the cloth over the mouthpiece. With or without lead, burn about it now, cheap. To the neck like a razor for the stubble. Raise aside the struggle, blazing in a huddle, yeah. Dig a hole, throw the lamb in it. Leather slippers in the sand, motherfuckers couldn't stand in it.
Someone put the words in my song.
It's Barry Horowitz rap, I pat myself on the back. Don't fake the funk on a nasty dunk shack, I tag. Close the window to your soul, weed inside my lung burn. These old suckers getting placed into a young urn. Specialized like the little bus. Use my chubby little finger first to stimulate the... King Kong, it got on us. I'm out here getting it for real while you muggers filibust. We in my finger flicker. I'm on a solo mission. Started at pole position. Eyes on the long division. As it burned my thumb, I roll another one. Quite persistent, that's why they call me my mother's son. Shoot the gold gift. Leave your hoe stiff. Make your hoe sniff. Hootie and a blowfish. Obey the code, kid. Cause every motherfucker rockin' low dip. I'm on that old shit.
One put the words in my song.
Always likes to pat himself on the back.
All right, once again, we're back here on Wind City Sports on CJAM. It is about halfway through the Windsor Spitfires game out in North Bay. They're losing 2-0, and it looks like the Spits just put in a goal, which was called back. We had two refs arguing over if it was a goal or not, and indeed it was ruled no goal. It's 2-0 right now for the North Bay Battalion out in their rink. A little bit more news before we move on to our Winter Express. In regards to the Winter Spitfires, again, in case you missed it, from just early last week, Tyler Nother of the Winter Spitfires has opted to step away from hockey due to concussion issues. There is a statement from another on the Spitfires website explaining the situation and thanking them. It's pretty lengthy. I'm not going to read it all, but he also thanks the city for taking him in. And just, again, just like Hayden McCool said, he grew as a player and as a person, and he became a champion last year. They were looking, hoping that he would step back on the ice this year, but he just ruled it out and decided to go a different route with his life. Warren Reichel said that hockey is just a part of the young man's life, and I'm sure if he's just as good of a person as half that team, if not the whole team, they'll find a spot for him, rather in their organization or in another doing something of some sort. If you recall, if you ever listened to the interview I had with Brock Rambois, he was part of the Windsor Spitfires training camp this year, and we just kind of
briefly talked about the camp and stuff, and I said, you know, what's going on in the dressing room? And he mentioned actually Nuther as one of the guys that he had been communicating with and connecting with, really, and he just said that he was a great guy, and, you know, just the small things go a long way. So it's sad to see him walk away, but so we got to talk about our Windsor Express as well. If you didn't see, all the eyes of the Canadian basketball world were on Windsor this past week at the NBL Draft and Combine, which was held at the St. Clair College Sportplex. During the time, the league had the opportunity to draft new players as they trained, played scrimmage games, and even interviewed with the coaches. The Express also made a few trades during that time. They picked up Tyrell Tate from the Moncton Magic in exchange for Juan Patillo, who was a standout last year for the team, hoping Tate will pick up where he left off. Full draft listings can be found on Windsor Square Sports site. They have a full list of the two rounds and I think the five or six picks that Windsor acquired. Express player Wally Ellison was also drafted to the NBA G League's Oklahoma City Blue last week, so congratulations to him. And in other news, the Express will be holding a youth camp for ages 8 to 7 at the Atlas Tube Center in Lakeshore this Saturday, October 28th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. It costs $10 and you can register online at windsorexpress.ca, or you can also see their Facebook and Twitter. We have a lot of Lancers sports news that I think we'll get to half of it now at least, and a little bit later on we'll get to the other half. We still have some more hockey music and a couple basketball, baseball songs I want to try and sneak in there, but let's start things off with our women's hockey team, who kick off their regular season tomorrow against the Toronto Varsity Blues at South Windsor Arena for a 7:30 p.m. game, and again on Saturday they're playing Guelph again at the South Windsor Arena at 7:30. The men are on the road tomorrow facing the Brock Badgers. In volleyball action, the men and women's team will be in Waterloo battling the Warriors tomorrow. From there, they both return home to face Guelph at the St. Denis Center on Saturday. Game times are 6 p.m. for the women and 8 for the men. Also this weekend, the OUA Cross Country Championships are taking place in Windsor on Saturday at Malden Park with an 11 a.m. start time. And finally, for upcoming games, at least in the near future, the men's basketball team opens up the OUA season Saturday at the St. Denis Center, battling Guelph at 4 p.m. As mentioned earlier in the show, we had Marcus Jones last week interview, and when we were setting that up, I was talking to Coach Chris Oliver, who was also on the show about a month or two ago. He said he had a super personality and would be a good talk for the show, and he said that very lightly because he had a great personality, and as I've seen with him, also Mike Rocha, who I interviewed last year, and Chris himself, the whole team is just true professionals and a pure class act. So I just want to give a shout out to them and all the best with their season this year. I don't think they really need it because they've been killing it for years, and I think they're going to do just fine without any luck. So let's talk a little bit about Border City Wrestling Excellence 2017. We had Aiden Prince on the show the week prior to Marcus Jones. So about 2 weeks ago, we did our first ever hour-long episode with a nearly hour-long interview with him. He's wasn't born in Windsor, but he's a Windsor boy. He reps Wind City all the time, and we had a great talk with him. But anyway, the show was about 2 weeks ago on the 14th, and it was probably the best show that they've ever done. Tons of stars packed the St. Clair College Sportplex, also where the NBL Draft and Combine took place, again, for their biggest event ever. The production at that show was like no other that they've ever had. I mean, they always put on a stellar, like an actual show, but this time it was just stepped up so much and that much better. The lighting and the video screens and technology they had was just off the hook. So again, Aiden Prince, who was featured on episode 67 of Wind City Sports, and WWE UK champion Pete Dunne absolutely killed it. That was a match of the night for me and a lot of others. Possibly his best match ever. The kid went toe-to-toe with Pete Dunne and looked like he fit into that scene way more than anyone might have imagined. They packed that place, too, with over 1,000 people, and now they're getting ready to do it again, this time at the Diamondback Saloon in Belleville, Michigan, making their return to the venue and state in probably 10 years. They used to run shows between Michigan and Ontario for years, but they haven't been back there in a while. So far, the event is set to feature former WWE star, the man with many last names, Johnny Mundo, or Johnny Impact, John Morrison, whatever you want to call him, former WWE and Global Force Wrestling champion. Again, if that's what you call it, Alberto El Patron will be appearing on the show, as well as the current champion, Eli Drake. Drake and Johnny are actually set to face off at Bound for Glory in Ottawa on October 5th for the championship, so this will be a cool little follow-up to that. You can see right here, not too far from Windsor. And if you listened to the interview with Prince, you may have heard that we have another interview recorded with Stone Rockwell, which will be released very soon. So now we're going to get back to it, a little bit more music on our first ever completely music-based show here. This is Drop the Gloves by a local band, Guitar Army.
Are the jamming one.
We are your only sound alternative.
We are redefining radio.
We are reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit.
We are the last bastion of hope against a sea of corporately controlled interests. We are enriching the community with learning opportunities that have been a stepping stone for a vast array of successful individuals from all walks of life.
We're fans of hip-hop,
funk,
punk,
dub,
classical,
techno,
and so many other genres of music
that we could spend an hour listing them for you.
We are gay.
We are straight.
We are transgendered.
We are women.
We are men.
We are old and young.
We are novices and veterans.
We are students and teachers.
We are left, right, and neutral.
We are the community, the country, and the world.
We are all races,
skin tones,
colors.
We are inclusive.
We are CJAM.
We are the jamming one.
We are your only sound alternative.
We are redefining radio.
We are reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit.
We are CJAM 99.1 FM.
This program is brought to you by Motor City Brewing Works, home of Ghetto Blaster, the beer you can hear. Enjoy our signature brick oven pizzas at Detroit's oldest operating microbrewery. Motor City Brewing Works is located at 470 West Canfield Street in Detroit. Visit our website for hours and menu items at motorcitybeer.com.
Well, Mr. Burns had done it. The power plant had won it, with Roger Clemens clucking all the while. Mike Socia's tragic illness made us smile, while Wade Boggs lay unconscious on the barroom tile. We're talking softball, from Maine to San Diego, talking softball. Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw, Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw. We're talking softball, from Maine to San Diego, talking softball. Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw, Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw.
Okay, we're going to be talking a little bit of baseball, softball, in regards to our Lancers in a little bit. But we're back on the second half of our first ever completely music-based episode of Wind City Sports on CJAM. This is your host, as always, Drake DeMore. Normally, this is Windsor's only local sport podcast where we do interviews with local athletes and coaches, but for our 2017 pledge drive, we're switching things up and doing an hour-long show opposed to our 30-minute slot. And again, we're taking your pledges rather on the phone, online at cjam.ca, or you can call us in Windsor at 519-971-3630, in Detroit and all around the world at 1-855-DIG-CJAM or 1-855-344-2526. Now we got to break down the other half of our Lancers sports news. As mentioned, we got to talk a little bit about our baseball team, who lost the opening round of the OUA championship to McMaster just about 2 weeks ago. The final score was 11-7, and they will now rest until their spring season kicks off on Saturday, March 24th, 2018, against Michigan State University. In regards to our soccer teams, the women's soccer team earned a 1-1 tie against the York Lions on Saturday afternoon in Toronto, and they ended up losing their final game of the season to Guelph the next day, 4-2, finishing their season 5-8. The Lancers men's team came to an end of their season on Wednesday, following a 2-0 loss to Guelph, and in the OUA first round at the soccer complex in Guelph. Under the first-year head coach of Steve Vigini, Windsor finished the season 6th overall in the OUA West Division to advance to the postseason. So definitely some more men's soccer news in the near future. You know, they're out of the OUA championship, but they're still going to be competing in the postseason. So we'll be keeping up with that on the show and on social media as we normally do. But I think it's time we get back to a little bit more music. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of hockey songs, and this is another hockey song from a Canadian band called Jughead. It's actually called The Hockey Song, so enjoy.
This guy comes up to me and he says,
"Where are you from?"
And I says, "Yeah, I'm from Canada." And he says,
"Zut alors, bonjour. You are from Canada? Do you play hockey?"
And I says, "Do I play hockey?
Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, fire hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, room hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey. And I play hockey, 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 hockey.
Comes up to me and he says,
"Where are you from, dude?"
And I says, "Yeah, I'm from Canada." And he says,
"Wow.
Where are you from, dude?" And I says, "Look, I'm from Canada." And he says,
"Wow.
If you're from Canada, do you like play hockey, brah?" And I says, "Do I play hockey?
Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, bird hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, room hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey. And I play hockey, 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 hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey,
hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey, hockey.
Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, bird hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, road hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, swiss hockey. And I play hockey, 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 all the time. Take shots. 11. He shoots. He scores.
We'll be right back.
Opportunity right there, drive the Zamboni. All right, back to hockey. Like I said, we got lots of hockey songs, but second period intermission right now for the Windsor Spitfires, who are trailing 3-0 to the North Bay Battalion. Nothing on the board for the boys, but they tallied 16 shots to the opposing team's 18. So we might have some more time. We got about 15 minutes left. Might be able to get back and talk a little bit about them. But before we do that, we got to talk a little bit about the AKO Fratmen. If you haven't seen what they've been up to, they've been killing it this season. And they're actually advancing to the finals. The championship is this Saturday. Earlier this week, quarterback Brandon Ream threw two touchdown passes and ran into two other scores to lead the Fratmen to a 42-14 win over the Ottawa Sooners in Ontario Football Conference semifinal action. With the win, the Fratmen will host the Hamilton team in the OFC final on Saturday at Alumni Field here at the University of Windsor campus. Game time is 1 p.m. Hamilton won the league's other semifinal by a 44-7 win over London. This should make up for a great game. Ream was 18 for 25 and tallied 269 yards and connected with Devin Woods for two touchdowns. Jacoby Jones added another touchdown run, and defensive back Elijah Blith returned an interception for another score. Andrew Beaton had six converts during that game there. So we're going to get back to some more new music, and that's pretty much all the news that we have besides keeping up on that Windsor Spitfire game. So we're going to try and fill the rest with music and just kind of talk about what's coming up soon on Wind City Sports. As mentioned at the top of the show, we do now have a new partnership with WE Podcast here in Windsor, Ontario, Windsor Essex Podcast, right on Olette Avenue downtown. We're going to be doing some video podcasts with them, and also just simply putting this show onto their network. You'll be able to listen to it audially and visually watch the new videos that we're making up. It's going to be practically the same content, just a little bit different. And it's, like I said, it's going to be a premium version of Wind City Sports. So keep an eye on social media when we start talking about that. But right now, we got three more songs, all hockey songs, until the end. This next one is the old Windsor Spitfires theme song. It's called Hey Hey Spits. And then following that, we're going to hear from Gregory Paul, who actually wrote a song for the Windsor Spitfires. We played it here on the show before. It's called 519. And it also was the theme song for the Spits around 2009 when they were on their hot run with the two Memorial Cup championships. So we're going to hear those two songs now. And we'll be back with some more news in a few moments.
Y'all ready?
GP, this is the flight deck. Enemies in our sights. GP to flight deck. Fueled up and ready for takeoff. Let's get them.
Yeah. 519, 519. Let me introduce you to our Windsor Spits. Heartbeat speeds up, hotly feeds us. Energy to burst anytime when it needs us. Adrenaline kicks in, and my skin digs in. Beast up inside me, kinda take it, have a listen. Everybody waiting, everybody watching. Puck hits the ice and we turn it up a notch. In. Red and blue on me, red and blue on thee. Members of the Spitfire, red and blue on me. Everyone together now, working for a team. For the kids, for the fans, for the family and the dream. For the ones that said we couldn't do it like ever. Achieve and prosper like never. Came to the ice and we came for the throne. Can't nobody hold us back when we in our zone. And when we in our zone, take a step back. Cause we ain't come for games, we came to king to pay back.
Now hold up, let's go back a year. Let's go back to 09, just what happened here? We were working hard and climbing up the bracket. We were series after series, thought we couldn't hack it. And goal after goal and hat trick after hat trick. And controlling our soul for the passion of the action. And we took a trip, put the city on our backs. Had the cup in the suitcase when we came back. And let me introduce you to our Windsor Spits.
Once again, we're back here live on the radio, live on the air, 99.1 FM, CJAM. We're doing a completely live, hour-long music-based show here on Wind City Sports, Windsor's only local sport podcast, for CJAM's 2017 pledge drive, jamming into the digital age. All of the proceeds go towards the station, going towards new equipment, and basically just keeping this place running. Again, if you want to donate, you can donate online at any time at cjam.ca, although the deadline is tomorrow at noon for our pledge drive week. We had a full 7 days of bugging you guys for money. And again, if you want to call in, you can call in Windsor at 519-971-3630. And in Detroit and anywhere else in the world, it's 1-855-DIG-CJAM, 1-855-344-2526. So again, like, we're going to wrap it up here, man. We got about 6 minutes left, and we're going to play a song for you. But first, I just want to take a moment to say thank you to CJAM again for letting me do what I do here on Wind City Sports and on CJAM, Windsor's only local sport podcast, providing you with local athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, interviews with them. And just promoting everything Windsor sports, fitness, and recreation, anything related. So I love doing it. I have a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun spinning some tracks for you guys, too. So in the next couple of weeks, we are hopefully going to be talking to someone from the AKO Fratman, as we mentioned earlier today. They have their championship game this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Alumni Field. It's going to be a banger for sure. Aside from that, we also have a few interviews recorded, actually. One with Border City Wrestling superstar Stone Rockwell from the Toronto area. He's been wrestling for 15 years, little to my knowledge. And an interview with Andrew Hedges, the owner and operator of Empire Muscle, if you've ever heard of it. And we'll be able to learn all about it in our interview in the next couple of weeks. So now we're going to leave things off with a track from the Space Jam theme track. It is Barry White and Chris Rock with Basketball Jones. Until next week, smell you later.
Like a member of his own.
In fact, better looking at my
It's a craving.
That's a mother chicken.
An uncontrollable yearning.
Do y'all hear Barry White? Do y'all hear Barry White?
The overwhelming emotion to a love for someone.